Now, she is on the beat. It is the Main Street beat. Where are you going to see her today? Probably somewhere in Amherst. It is Teresa Gillis. Teresa, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Well, good morning. How are you?
All right. So are you walking around with that magnifying glass with the long coat? You know, I'm on the beat here. Shh, don't bother me. I'm staking things out.
I am. I'm always looking around. I always got to stake things out, for sure, here in Amherst.
Well, that's probably why you're telling us about Amherst. There's all kinds of things going on. For example, speaking of walking on Wednesday's growth, what is that?
Walking on Wednesday is where we have vendors that will be set up on Park Avenue, and we have a car show on Church Street. So we're really excited because it's really grown over the years.
Well, let's talk about how it has grown over the years. I mean, how far back do you go with it?
Oh, probably about 6 years, I would say, that we've been doing it. But, you know, as in with any event, it takes time for it to grow. And this time it really has peaked. We have probably almost 100 vendors that will be set up tomorrow.
So if somebody's listening going, this sounds pretty interesting. What might they expect to find if they go?
Oh, my gosh. There's all kinds of vendors, from people that make jewelry, purses. We have Kelly's Kettle Corn. I love her kettle corn. We have people that make candles and just all different kinds of things. Shaved ice. We'll have cotton candy. Gosh, you just name it, and there's all kinds of things.
And, again, when? What are the times, I should say?
It is tomorrow from 4 to 7:30, and then it will repeat in August and September. It's always the second Wednesday, June through September, from 4 to 7:30.
Now you also talked, we are also going to talk about the Kids Explorer Club. What is that?
We are kicking that off tomorrow. It goes from tomorrow's Walking on Wednesday to August 9th, and basically what it is we have about 28 businesses that have signed up to participate, and each business has an activity for the kids of all ages to do. So you stop at the Main Street booth tomorrow during Walking on Wednesday. You pick up an Explorers Club kit, and in that kit it tells you all the businesses that are participating, what their activities are, and when you can stop at that business to do that activity.
Now, I'm sorry, you cut out for a second. So is this part of Walking on Wednesday, or is this separate?
It is a separate event, but we kick it off during Walking on Wednesday.
Okay, so when you go, I love it, you tie it in. You go to Walking on Wednesday, you get the info on Kids Explorer Club, and then you get to go to that.
Yeah, absolutely, and that lasts a whole month. So you have a whole month to finish the 28 different activities.
Well, it's interesting. Can you give us an example of a couple of those activities?
Absolutely. So you're going to stop at Alpha Dog Pet Center, and they want you to draw a picture of your pet, or if you don't have a pet that you wish that you had. And once you take that in there, then they will give you a pin. And you will take that pin and put it on your lanyard. And so you'll be collecting these pins along the way, and every pin is different. So if you collect every pin and you come back on August the 9th and show us your lanyard with all the pins, you enter in to win a night at the Amherst Cinema and a pizza.
So is there that kid that always has every pin every year?
There are multiple kids that do all of the activities, which is really fun to see. And the whole purpose of doing this is not only for the kids to do the activities, but for maybe their parents or grandparents to learn something new about the businesses that are participating.
I love it. Give us another example.
Okay, so let's see here. So you can go to the Amherst Historical Society. You go to their village that they have over on Milan Avenue. You take a picture of yourself and go to the office and show them the picture of your favorite building on their property. And then you receive a pin.
We are talking to Teresa Gillis this morning. She is with the Main Street Beat. We are talking about Amherst particularly, some of the activities that are going on. And I think you said that the Kids Explorer Club, this is a month-long thing, so kids have a month to collect these pins.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many activities. You go to Watson Wellness, and you do jumping jacks. You got to do 10 jumping jacks. Once you do the 10 jumping jacks, you get your pin. So they're all different kinds of activities.
Are there like jumping jack judges there going, hey, you didn't raise your arm all the way that time. Try again, kid.
No, I don't think so. You just do your best.
I love it. How about Dora? What does Dora have to do with Amherst?
We are so excited that we finally have our Dora here in Amherst. And what Dora stands for, everyone thinks of the little girl, right, of the cartoon?
I know I did. That's what I thought it was.
Me too. No, it's not. Dora stands for Designated Outside Refreshment Area. So Amherst has created a specific area in our downtown where you can go into an establishment and purchase a beverage, and then you can go outside and walk around within that designated area.
Wow. Well, first of all, what kind of beverages are we talking here?
Well, any beverage you want, a beer, a mixed drink, whatever, wine, whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't associate Dora the Explorer with any beer. This is definitely something new.
Yeah, there's about 125 plus in the whole state of Ohio that have it. The state of Ohio started this during the pandemic to help the establishments with their businesses, and now there's all kinds of them all over the state. But this is totally new for the city of Amherst. This will only take place during special events. And the mayor and the safety service director, police department, fire department, all have to sign off on it.
And Dora, again, stands for what?
Designated Outside Refreshment Area.
Okay. Now, is there a big sign that makes it clear that that this is where it is? How are people going to find Dora?
Okay. So basically, there will be signs around, temporary signs for now, that will show that alcohol cannot go beyond this point. So it's really just kind of in the middle of town, Park Avenue and Church Street. You will definitely see where the signs are, where you can't go outside that designated area, for sure.
Now, there's also Connect to a Cause.
Yes, we are so excited about Connect to a Cause. We have partnered with Community Foundation of Lorain County, and it will be held on September 21st. And it's where community members can donate directly to a nonprofit organization that align with their values and their interests. So there's about 90 nonprofits that will be participating, so we're hoping that people will donate 5, 10, 20 bucks to Main Street Amherst to go into our endowment that we have to hopefully help in the future to offset the cost of Main Street Amherst.
Let me see if I understand this. So coming up in September, I think you said September 21st,
yep.
All of these very, very worthwhile organizations, groups, et cetera, they're all going to be in one place, kind of in a booth-like situation. You can just kind of walk booth to booth.
Nope, not at all.
Okay.
It's just a crowdfunding. You can go on our website.
Okay.
Or you can go on the Community Foundation of Lorain County's website, and you will see a list of all of the organizations that are participating, and you can donate to any of them that you would like.
Well, that's still cool because it's all in one place, and you can read about the organizations and say, okay, that sounds worthwhile. I'm connecting with them. I'm going to donate to them and so on.
You know, really, you don't even have to donate to one. You can give $5 to this one, $5 to that one, whatever you want. But Main Street Amherst is a part of it, and we're really excited to partner with the Community Foundation of Lorain County.
Wonderful. Well, where can people go to find out about all these things? Is there one place?
You can go to our website, mainstreetamherst.org.
Is there any question that you cannot answer?
Not. I have all the answers, Les. What's wrong with you?
You know what? I can get that at home. But you know what? Now we have it here. Wonderful. Well, listen, as usual, wonderful to have you on. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You got it. Teresa Gillis on the beat, the Main Street beat, for heaven's sakes.